Simply Done, the podcast network.
I'm in frame. I see myself on my tablet. And it's definitely recording. I see the numbers. Just a moment. Let me shut the door. Sorry. Oh, shit. Hold on. I have to
grab a pliers because of the sun. Okay. All right. Door shut.
Seated. Water's on the floor. Check.
He didn't say Scary Perry.
Scary Perry's doing his check.
Now Don Barris is doing his check. Mole, you're just doing a check.
Oh, check. Okay, hold on. I'm actually gonna check and raise. Can I raise here?
Okay, no, we're not betting. All you're doing is, this is mole, what? check, just to see if the sound sounds so good.
Check.
You got to start out by saying this is mole.
You're not mole, I'm mole.
I know you're mole, but what I'm saying is just for, so we could have
this. You know
this,
who it is?
A fucking idiot.
Just say, this is mole, check.
This is mole, what did I do? Check.
Okay, beautiful. All right, so we're ready to go?
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
That's pretty good because that wasn't prepared and he knew the numbers right there. Good job, Perry.
Thank you.
Almost all of them.
Which ones did he miss?
Well, Uno's one.
How do you know that stuff?
Coming to you pre-recorded from Simply Don, the Podcast Network studios at a secret location in West Hollywood, California. It's Simply Don, the Podcast. Yes, it is. We're all in our little bunkers here. The coronavirus has fucked everybody. It just isn't fair that I started talking about something completely different before I introduced the very lovely and beautiful in her casual costume, Mary Jane. Hello, Mary Jane.
Hello, just fine, thank you. How are you?
Okay. Well, you win that round, don't you?
Thank you.
Today we have a very special show because today is the first Sunday of the month. What does that mean, Mary Jane?
Big Three.
That's right. We'll always have the Big Three coming on. And today's show was a little difficult because we couldn't get together, so we did it from our individual places. And it was a very tough show to do. But instead of continuing to talk about it, we'll talk about things after. But right now, Mary Jane,
take it away.
Welcome to the show today. Hey, we're all over. Mole is at his house. I'm at a studio.
Nope.
Where are you, Mole?
I got kicked out of the community. Got kicked out of the beach community.
Where are you living now?
Because you know what happened?
No. What happened?
I was, you know how when you have some apple cherry with tobacco, you cough to get off?
Yeah.
You know?
Uh-huh.
Well, the neighbors started freaking out. I was coughing so much.
So you were asked to leave. Okay, so where are you now then?
Yeah.
Where are you?
I'm staying at Quincy's. Yeah, he got me over at his place up in Los, something Spanish. I'm in one of the guest rooms.
Okay, I'm at a secret location in West Hollywood, California, and Perry is at 7722 Reseda Boulevard.
Shut the fuck up!
Okay,
we can cut. You say my fucking street address again, cocksucker! I'm gonna keep repeating yours!
It's true.
I never knew Mole's address. He'll never tell me where he lives.
But I said that I was up in Los something Spanish.
Los Alamitos?
Los Feliz?
No.
Los Feliz?
No.
Los Feliz?
Nope.
Los Angeles?
No, it's out of the city.
Los Angeles?
No, it's up by where Michael Jackson lived.
Up by where? We couldn't hear you.
It might be where Michael Jackson lived. Anyway, it's one of Quincy's places.
Well, anyway.
Anyway.
Because of the coronavirus, Perry came up with an outstanding idea of how we could do the podcast today. Why don't you tell him what your thought was, Perry?
We all do it at our own homes. Record on the internet. Streaming online.
We do it at our home, but I'm not in my home. I'm at Quincy's home.
Well, you're streaming online, aren't you? Stooge?
Don't be disgusting, dude. I'm not doing that weird stuff for people. Okay,
idiot!
How much fun do we make?
Idiot! Are you on the internet?
Phil, I think so. Yeah, I'm on.
Then you're on fucking Wi-Fi. Line, dummy! God!
Whoa.
Okay, I don't know why you're on fire, Perry. We're all going through this. I can't leave my place. Mole.
I'm on fire because Mole doesn't know how to act like a human being. He's acting like a fucking child.
Hey, can you try to be...
Past 30 plus years. Wait. It hasn't been that long.
Okay, can I say one thing?
Yes, you may.
Okay. Before Scaremaster yells at me about stuff again, can I thank him for saving our lives? For being the only person who knew what was going on? About saying, hey, from now
thank
on,
you.
Don't shake hands. We don't high five.
Nope.
We don't hug. We don't, you know, like with Dan, we don't kiss anymore. You don't kiss anymore. And you don't do that stuff. Instead, what do? Scaremaster? What'd you tell people? The first
bow.
Person out there.
Wait, bow.
Bow how?
Like a Chinaman. Like an Asian.
No.
See, but then who were the people that were most affected?
Look, they started it over there. It's a China disease.
Right, but quickly...
Well, what about the Italians?
The Italians. The Italians are the ones
that
really picked it up.
The Italians didn't start this, okay?
But that's
you
how
and the Italians.
Perry, that's how Perry knew how to bow, because everybody would bow because he had the insight, because relatives of his over in Italy already had this.
No, wrong.
Then
absolutely wrong.
I'm sorry.
I said the bow way before I even knew about the coronavirus. All right. I'm just sick and tired of you and Don or you and Mole just grabbing onto me and trying to hug me and shit. Sick and tired of it.
Hey, when you look at it, think about how stupid that was.
That's not stupid at all.
Can I say something that I heard about somebody who read? He said that in Italy town, the big reason why they all got sick was because it was a cultural thing, and that the Italians, especially the Italian men, could not stop kissing each other. They kiss each other on their cheeks.
Before we get started, let's go over my rules.
Then that must mean 60 seconds with Perry. Go!
60 seconds with Perry. No, yeah, I got rules. Before we start, I need to go over three rules. And it's three strikes rule. It's a three strikes rule. If I don't like what you guys are saying, you three strikes and you're out. And then I hang up the phone. And the show's over. And another thing.
Hold on.
If JQA calls in, the show is over. Hold on. Hold on to what?
We lost Mole for a second. I got to get him back on.
Oh, brother. What is he probably doing? Drugs again? Is Mole doing drugs again?
hello, coronavirus. Would you like to be reported in Italian?
Okay, we're not Italian. That's not. Okay, now we got cut. Hold on. We're in the middle of 60 seconds with Perry, and what happened is this. Mole's line dropped out. The Simply Don the Podcast Network phone lines are not working right, so we've got to start again. This is 60 seconds with Perry with his rules. Go!
Rule number one, you freaks. It's a three strikes rule. Three strikes each. After three strikes, the show's over. Number two, I also don't want to hear from that flaming faggot JQA. If JQA calls, the show's over. No mention of the 1992 situation. You bring that up, the show's over. Period.
All right. I have two rules. Do you have any rules,
Mo? You got 10 seconds left. You got 10 seconds left.
What are your two rules?
Well, we got to wait for your 60 seconds with Perry. It's almost done.
Well,
you should.
You got three strikes, and I'm about to give you one right now.
Why? I had 60 seconds, and you haven't
used... because you're acting like a child still. 60 seconds.
Stop! That was 60 seconds with Perry.
I also need to promote my Cameo.
No. That's when you should have done that.
You had plenty of time.
Well, my Patreon and my Cameo.
I'm not gonna make that.
You already had your
time. It's on the show.
You can do it in your...
Patreon and Cameo is on the show.
Hey.
I'll do it later.
Hopefully we don't strike out.
You know, what's funny is that... we got strikes going on, but there's no baseball. Also, Scaremaster knows. What about balls? Tell me you know about.
Okay, it's not funny, Mole. That's
Mole's
not funny.
Got his first strike.
Strike
Why
one.
Why is that a strike? Why is that a strike?
Strike
that wasn't
one.
Under the rules. No. There's
strike
no
one for Mole.
There's no rules for jokes. What are you talking about? We're doing a
it's
podcast.
It's not a joke, you jerk.
We got an instant replay.
All right. Can I judge?
Let's see what the bosses upstairs say.
Okay, the
boss. Oh, they're calling it. They're calling it safe. It's not a strike.
The bosses upstairs said that, so... Right now,
you're trying to make me sound gay.
No,
and I'm not gay, and I'm not gonna be gay.
You're mad, you're made for women. I was in the middle of thanking you.
Continue on with thanking him.
Thank you, Mole.
Now,
keep thanking me.
As I was saying, Scaremaster was the only one who made sure that we did not touch each other, no matter how much, as an Italian, he wanted to kiss us.
I remember how that works.
Hey, whoa, that's strike two. Mole's got strike two.
Because
I will never kiss a man, you flaming freak.
Guys,
I want to say faggot, but I'm not going to say faggot.
Mole, Perry, both of you, listen for a second. The first one, according to the bosses upstairs, was not a strike. The second one about him doing that, that's strike one. That is a strike, Mole.
What?
Yeah, it's strike
one. Oh, come on.
No.
Oh.
Strike one. Right, Perry? Strike one. That was definitely a strike.
I'll be kind and say strike one.
Strike one.
Fine. Okay. Good. Strike one.
Can I ask you a question about the rules?
Go ahead.
Okay. You stick to the rules, right? The rules are what matters, right?
That's right.
Okay. And what did you say about Quincy? Because I'm staying in his house. He can't call.
I don't want to hear from him.
Okay. Right.
No more. We're done.
Just so you know, this is Quincy's house, and Quincy's house is beautiful.
So what? You could be at Quincy's house. I don't want to hear his gay voice on my show.
In all fairness, Perry, you said he's not allowed to call. That's what you said in your rules.
Period.
All right, but you said he can't call. So...
He can't call.
All right, okay. Then if he calls, is that strike two?
Or start singing his gay songs.
Well, how do you say if he calls? be called.
If he, why? What was he gonna come into your apartment?
He's.
I'm not in my apartment. I got kicked out. I'm at Quincy's house.
I'm talking to Don.
He's not at my apartment. I guarantee you. Mary Jane is here. Okay. Mary Jane, say hello, Mary Jane.
Hello.
Yeah. Hello, Mary Jane.
Hey, I heard you said a lot of bad things about Mary Jane, which...
What?
You said that she dresses like a whore, but not really, because she's not sexy.
When?
After the last show.
What did you say?
How many years ago was this?
This was after our last podcast.
Oh, no.
No, it wasn't.
Yes,
no,
it was.
Wasn't.
Yes, it was.
Because it's not true.
Well,
it wasn't true. It's not true.
Huey Craig III.
You heard through the
grapevine
because people like to talk shit.
Okay, well, did you? So you didn't say it?
No, I didn't say that she dresses like a whore.
I said that.
That's good. That's good because she's classy.
She's a she's a sweet girl and she's a classy chick.
Perry, you said that my perfect aqua. Lined satin pinup dress made me look homeless, and that's unacceptable. It was freshly dry cleaned.
Yeah,
when
cool.
was this?
Not cool. After the last podcast.
I don't remember.
Okay,
I don't remember, and I don't know who. I don't know who made that statement, or who I said that to, but I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
Yeah.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Made you look homeless. How about this? How about Dan has a rule that you're not allowed to call Mary Jane Knight?
No. He can do anything he wants because he's allowed to. Because he's such a fucking hard worker.
We're not allowed to do anything.
No, but he's allowed to do everything. He doesn't do anything bad.
Yeah.
He doesn't lie to us. He doesn't do anything like that. He's a perfect fucking human being.
I'm not perfect.
That's why he's my best friend.
I'm not your best friend. That'll never be. This is business and business only. Oh, my eyes.
Hey, can I tell you guys something?
Yes, please
what?
Do.
So I got kicked out of the colony, and then and I was like, what am I going to do? And then Quincy called me. I don't have a rule against him calling. He called and he was like, you gotta come up here. Hold on, there's actually. You gotta come up here. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Goes, I'm so lonely. I just want to hang out with people. I'm like, what do you mean? You're not supposed to hang out with people. He goes, hang out with me. I need some company. And so, so he sent.
There must
the
be some gay shit going on over there at Quincy's.
What do you mean? I'm not.
Well, because
that,
he's a Fruit Loop.
What does that mean?
I said he's gay. Quincy's gay, and
so what? So what? He's gay. So what?
He's a sick faggot.
So what?
Oh, Scaremaster.
What are you gonna be?
Come on, man. And when the country comes back together and we all live in Freelandia, you got to be more open minded.
You have to
tolerant.
Be
just tolerant.
You really have to be, Perry. You got to think about
look.
Just once we
does
all
does he have the Chinaman virus?
Oh, you're right. No, I don't think so. Because I'm staying here. I'm in his guest quarters. A little too much white marble in the bathroom. But I'll tell you what, Quincy's house is beautiful, dude.
So? I've never been there. There's a lot of beautiful homes over there in Beverly Hills.
It's not Beverly Hills. It's up by...
or Los Feliz in that over by the zoo.
No.
Where are you?
Up by Michael Jackson. No, Mr. Adams, you can't come in here. Hold on a second. You can't come in here. Hold on a second. Mr. Adams, you are not allowed to come in. You got to stay 6 feet away from me. Oh, come on. Let me come in. Let me visit over. No, Mr. Adams, you got to stay out of there.
Uh-oh.
Scaremaster says,
hey, the show's over. Go away. Go away. Tell him right now he better go away or the show's over.
Oh, my God. Are you all right? First, let me do this. Penny, do this, please. Penny.
If this is Quincy, the show's over.
Is this Quincy?
I don't want to hear his fucking voice ever again.
I need to thank him. Scaremaster, you saved everybody. You are a hero. You are a hero.
The show is over.
Don't do that,
Perry. Over!
Hey, Mr. Adams, he doesn't want to talk to you, Mr. Adams. He doesn't want to talk to you. Wow, Mr. Adams.
Not after that last song that he sang with my publicist. No fucking way. If I hear his fucking voice again, the show is over.
May I just say something here?
He tried to make my fucking publicist look like he's a queen.
Can you shut the fuck up when I'm asking a question? Can you shut the fuck up? Now, I understand your point of view, but your rule is that he's not allowed to call. He's not calling. He's there in person. He's going.
And also, he wanted to tell you something.
Look, Quincy only gets one strike, not three strikes. And he's already got, and I'm going to say right now, hearing his voice is one strike.
Perry, just let's listen to what he has to say. And if he does something, you say that's a strike and he has to leave. That's as simple as that, okay? Let's listen to him.
Okay, I'll be kind.
Okay, let's.
That's it.
Bring Quincy in.
Mr. Adams, come back in. Come back in here for a second. Are you sure? Yeah, come in. I don't want to upset anybody. I just wanted to say hello. No, come in. This camera wanted to talk to you. Just tell him something.
And he cannot mention a word about my publicist.
Don't say a fucking word
about my publicist.
Okay. Mr. Adams. Mr. Adams.
Do you know who it is?
Yeah, I know who the Englishman's voice is, of course.
Mr. Adams, please listen.
Hello.
Do not. That's it. Hello, goodbye.
No, don't do that.
What is it, Dom?
Mr. Adams, please.
Dom, what is it?
Whatever you do, do not talk about Tom. Do not mention Tom because Perry will ask you to leave. And I have promised Perry that you would not talk.
May I only ask this? Is he okay?
Is Tom okay?
He's alive.
All right. That's all I'm asking. That's all I wanted to ask. Perry, may I do this? May I thank you for a moment? Yeah, he wants to thank you. He wants to thank you, Oscar.
Okay, you can thank me, thank me for what?
Well, I don't know if you realize this, but you are responsible for saving the Big Three. You do understand that, don't you?
I'm on the phone with you guys, so yeah, I guess the Big Three is saved.
Well, he was instrumental. What I'm telling you is, he was the one who had the foresight, the William foresight, to save you all by making you not extend your hands, nor kiss like the hot-blooded Latin Italians love to do.
Excuse me, I'm not gay, okay?
Nobody said you were.
Understood. But Perry, let me ask you this.
Before you ask him this, if Perry was gay, Mr. Adams, do you think that his dance card would be completely filled with other people?
Absolutely.
That will never, in a dream of all dreams, ever happen. Ever. I don't dance gay. I don't dance with men. That'll never fucking happen. I used to disco dance with my girls back in the 70s.
I agree with Perry.
Tell them how you dance.
Back in the Saturday Night Fever era, I used to dance with my girls all the time when I was in junior high school.
I have to take Perry's side in this. I know what it's like to be kissed by a man when you didn't want to.
I'm not sure what we're talking about now, but I would like to get back to the disco dance.
Strike one.
Hey, what was your... Strike one on Don.
Wait a minute. Excuse me for a second, Mr. Adams.
I don't understand. What are you talking about? What are these strikes?
I'm going to have to argue this one because I didn't say a thing about you trying to kiss me. I said that I've had problems where a man kissed me and I didn't think it was good. So I don't believe that I deserve a strike on that. Your name was never mentioned in that.
I didn't even think about it.
You better not mention my name.
Dad, I don't deserve a strike. Take the strike away.
You're clean.
Don's clean. Mole's got the strike. You're clean.
Okay.
Anyway, Mr. Adams, what did you want to ask Scaremaster? I only want to ask him about his disco dancing because he's very athletic as a skateboarder, a snowboarder, a body surfer, would you
thank
say?
You. Yeah, thank you. Look, that was back in 77, 78, 79.
Exactly.
Back so in 7th, 8th, and 9th grade. And when I was in junior high.
Did you have a signature move? I bet he did. I bet he had one move that was awesome.
Yeah, my signature move was copying John Travolta in Saturday Night Fever.
You could do that?
That was my signature move. I used to be able to do a solo dance.
Could you still do that?
And you can do a solo dance.
The one that John Travolta did in Saturday Night Fever. All the way down to where I would be busting up my knees, yeah.
Now that, may I tell you something?
That was fucking, and that used to kill my knees too. That was insane. I was nuts. I was nuts. I used to drop down to my knees, come back up, drop down to my knees, come back up. Then I'd come home and my knees would be all black and blue.
Yeah, what's the matter?
I was asking Perry if there was money involved, if he could do a Saturday Night Live dance now. But nobody seems to...
No, it's not going to happen.
What if they paid you money?
Where am I getting... I have no room in my apartment to dance.
Well, we're not talking about right now. We're talking about...
You'd have to train for that, Scaremaster. I don't want you getting hurt.
Yeah, but I'd like to see the dance.
It's not going
to
happen. It's not going to happen. My disco era... Look, my disco dancing era is over. It's done. I don't have the... I don't...
If you were paid to do it, you wouldn't do it.
Never say that, man. Never say that. You know, there's an African proverb that if I was paid, how much? You can dance, and if you could talk, you could...
How much you want to pay me to train and to be, Saturday Night Fever solo dancer?
You have said you can't do it, so why should I even try to find money?
Dude, did I see you bet? Warm it up for a second. Every day I bet you, working day and night. Just try to get a hold of me. Take your hands. Suddenly you're in my dreams.
Look, I need the funds, and you just want to fuck me over all the time.
Just trying to get the hold on you. Here it is, I find a paradise. Do it. My only chance for happiness. And if I lose your love, you know I would die. Oh, say you'll always be my baby. We can make a chime. We can take forever just to...
All right. The point is, Perry, you're saying yes or no. If I can raise money to put in a bin, could you do a Saturday Night Fever dance?
When?
Down the road, not tomorrow, after the virus thing is cleared.
Maybe. That might be possible, and I want to know the amount of money before I even get into the dance.
How much are you talking?
Boy, they don't want it to be.
Between 50 to 100,000.
Baby.
You're not going to get 100,000. You won't be getting 100,000. But just think about this.
50?
You can
do it for the money they throw at you.
You can tell by the way I use my walk. I'm a woman's man. No time to talk. Music loud and women warm. I've been kicked around since I was born. I've been
told. This is not a strip club. I'm not doing it for the money that's thrown at me.
But think about this. Think if you were there in a white suit. You were dancing. Some of the music from Saturday Night Fever started.
And the pink carnation.
Great call, Mr. Adams. And people are throwing money at you through the entire song. Holy shit. You'd rake the money in. You'd rake it in.
And the longer that you do the dance, the more money they throw.
Exactly.
$100 bills only are thrown at me.
Okay, well, that's probably not going to happen.
No, well, forget
they
it.
Won't do that.
Well, forget about it then.
You know what? You don't want hundreds because then if you lose a couple, you're losing a lot of money.
Hold on. I got to turn this back on.
You got to what?
Tom.
Mr. Adams, don't say anything.
My video camera just... All right, I'm back on. Okay. It just... The tablet just went blank. So I just turned it right back on. Yeah, it's on now.
So here's all the right. deal. Think about this, Perry.
What's the deal? What's the deal?
We rent a room, maybe during a Big Three weekend where everybody's in town, and what they get to do...
Big Three weekend?
Just listen to what the fuck is being said. And you're there on stage, and people are throwing money at you. You'd rake in the cash. Am I right, Mole?
I think you'd do great. I think you'd do great. I think you'd really clean up.
Oh, if you don't want to do it. If you don't want to do it, that's
again,
fine.
There's no gatherings now. We're in a lockdown. Not anytime soon, that's for sure.
So we're not talking... Forget the fact it's anytime soon. I'm saying down the road.
Okay. Down the road.
Because I think people would like to start thinking about that. Saving money to throw at you.
Again, we just got to down the road maybe, but not anytime soon.
All right. And that's one rule that I think. When they wad up the bills, they are not allowed to put rocks in the middle of it.
That's a good rule.
Do you
know they're gonna.
Do you go with that?
If I get hit by a rock, the show's over.
Okay.
That's assault. That's physical assault.
We could sell t-shirts that say that.
Well, why are you into these retarded shirts?
Because that would be a good one.
Be a great one.
Because that's a big
one. That's assault. That's assault.
If I get hit by a rock, the show's over.
That's assault.
Not only is it a good rule, it's a great t-shirt. You're right, Mole.
Yep. See, you know when it's a good rule, it's a good, if it's also a good t-shirt. Hold on a second. Mr. Adams, what is it? What? He keeps like jumping up and down. What is it? Listen, I just want to say, I don't know where right now, I don't know where you are, Petty and Mr. Barnes. Where are you staying right now?
I'm in a secret
location. They're at their houses. They're at their houses. They're quarantining their houses. Oh, the reason I ask, would you fellas like to come up here and party with us in my shop?
Fuck no.
I want to have people over. I want people over. I want to turn this into a party.
You're not supposed to do any of that shit, Stooge.
Oh, I know, but I'm a social butterfly.
That is true.
Oh, so you're not interested in staying healthy. You just want to get the coronavirus and coughing like, who is that, Mole or Down that's coughing?
I'm not coughing.
Then that's Mole that's coughing.
I had some ACT.
Or is that Quincy coughing?
I'm as healthy as a whore. Get what I'm saying? I stopped to say.
Whore. You didn't say whore.
Anywho, what do you fellas... Hold on. Walter, here, I brought you a delicious Mole Cola. Oh, wow. Thank you.
Now, brother.
What is that? Look, holy shit. Right.
That stuff is poison.
I can feel
I'll
it.
Never, like, I'll never buy a Mole Cola as long as I see
it. I can feel it in
my
veins. That's not very nice, Scare Master. I buy your skateboards all the time.
Yeah, bullshit, you lying fucking loser. You buy my skateboards all the time. You've never bought one skateboard deck.
Have you sold any boards?
Why? What's the business to you?
Because we signed them, you fucking dickhead. You fucking
dickhead. They haven't been selling, okay?
Okay. Well, then maybe I want a piece of them if you're going to be that much of a cocksucker.
Well, maybe now that people are stuck in their houses, they want a skateboard.
It's an excellent idea, Mole.
You're killing people with your Mole Cola. There's a disease going on called the coronavirus. So guess what? Nobody's buying boards right now.
You know how many people get killed by skateboards? Have you seen that? Do you see Endless Bummer about that guy who rolled down that hill?
No, I didn't. What was that about?
Oh, that's his fault.
Skateboard movie. Endless Bummer. Fell at the top of the hill. And he's still rolling. Still rolling.
Look, that's when I was a downhill skater as well.
Hold on a second, Mr. Adams wants to say something. Mr. Adams, what is it, Mr. Adams? I just want to know. So listen, you fellas coming over, I have everything. I have toilet paper.
It'll never happen, you freak.
I have And Mulligan.
It'll never fucking happen. I'm not interested in going over to your house.
Damn the luck. Let me ask you this, Penny. Your father was in the Navy. Yeah, Cookie Caramello, yeah. Penny, do you have any contacts with that hospital ship coming in? Because I'd love to get those fellas to come over and visit. Because listen, they're not only sailors, they're nurses.
Strike two and three. The show's over. You just fucked up everything.
How is that? I asked you about the Navy.
Because you're fucking trying to go gay. I know the way you talk.
I'm inviting you and Mr. Barnes to my home.
Look. Number one, Jagoff, on the news. They are saying total, stay away from everybody. Even stay away from your own family members. Stay 6 to 12 feet away from everybody.
Back up, Mr. Adams. You can stay over there. I'm telling you. Go ahead. Don't scare me.
6 to 12 feet away from everyone. You can't even kiss your own children now.
Wow.
Mr. Adams doesn't have children. I don't know if you know this.
I'm just talking about anybody out there that's listening to this show.
Yeah, but two guys can't have kids.
I would love to have children. I would love to have children.
Here we go.
The judge put something in my arm. The judge put something in my arm so I can't make babies. But listen to me. All I was trying to say was that I would love it if you were to come over. All right?
It'll never happen. It'll never fucking happen. Look, I've been... Don has told me that I've met you before. I don't believe him. I have... And I don't believe it at all. You might have showed up maybe at the Windy City Heat release party. You might have been there.
He was there.
Okay, then I met you. Other than that, I never met you. I don't know what you look like. I don't know who you are. Period.
Well, I'm inviting everybody over. I have lots of permissions.
I am not coming again, dumb fuck. What did they say? Stay away from people. Okay, they're saying, what is it? A gathering of over three or over six?
Gathering over over six. Yeah.
They don't want more than I think three people to get together.
Right.
Something like that.
Yeah, right.
The big three together again. This sounds
no,
great.
No, we're not facing the
three.
Three.
Goodbye. No, we're not done.
Goodbye. Okay, the show's over.
Hold on.
No, it's
not over, Scare Master. Just everybody relax. Can I just say something, please? Can I say something?
Please, Mo.
Scare Master, you're
Italian.
What do you
want to say?
And you're Italian, and you know
it's
about...
It's got nothing to do with anything.
And, you know about family?
It has nothing to do with anything.
No, they're killing
people, these Italians.
They've done a lot of great things.
Yeah, we discovered America. We've done a lot of great things, sure. Come out with some awesome clothes for people.
How about auto racing?
Awesome cars, awesome...
auto racing. Tell them drivers that have been Italian.
Yeah, Mario Andretti and his family.
Yeah. May I say something, please, man? Please pipe in here.
Go ahead.
I feel I've very good manners. I've let everybody yell over me. Scare Master has been giving me strikes willy-nilly. And by the by, Scare Master, I go by cricket rules, so I'd appreciate, rather than strikes, if you gave me sticky wickets. That being said...
A what?
All I was trying...
All right, hold on, Mr. Adams. Explain to him what a sticky wicket is.
I don't want to do that. Listen, let's not derail what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, if you don't want to be a guest in my home, you can simply say, thank you for the offer, but no thank you. I feel we should be socially
All right. Well, I'll be more polite. I'll be more polite. Thank you for the offer. I don't want to...
Excuse me, please. You're talking over me again.
He's definitely talking over you.
You're more professional. You have not heard my offer yet. If you would please, I would like to make that offer. If it's all right, very quickly, if you would open your minds and just listen to what I have to say in song.
Song. Let him do a song. Okay,
show is over.
No, let him do a song.
No song. No songs by Quincy.
Come on to my house. Come on to my house. I'm gonna give you toilet paper.
Pay me first. Pay me first, bitch.
I'm gonna give you the RPs and a twink and some beautiful other drink. Come on to my house.
Yeah, see, DRPs. Day rape drugs. Day rape drugs.
Come on to my house. I'm gonna give you tri-flavored popcorn. Come on to my house. Come on to my house. Come on, my house, come on, my house. Come on, my house, come on, my house.
This song sucks.
You a little lady pie. Come on, my house. I'm gonna give you everything you want, yeah.
You can't sing with shit.
And now look on this. It's the Nicholas Brothers. Yeah, they've got that.
Oh, God.
And the master. And the, they've got the N95 mask and not much else.
How many people live with you now, you queen?
Yes. You dance over there, you see. Dance over there. Yes, yes. Yes, you. Yeah, yes, come on, my
you
house.
Got
yes.
All your faggot friends over there now.
Let me give you a little Abby Meat Pie. Come on to my house. Come on to my house. I'm going to give you a Devonshire clanger like you wouldn't believe.
You're all going to get the Chinaman virus.
Come on to my house. Come on to my house.
No fucking way.
Come on to my house. Come on to my house.
I'll never come over to your house.
I'm going to give you a bowl of pili chili and some pasta and some chili.
No, thank
you. Come on to my house. Come on to my house.
No, thank you.
Come on to my house.
Come over to your house and I'll get the Chinaman virus.
Come on to my house. Come on to my house. I'm going to give you 10 pounds of sausages. Who remembers that one?
I do.
Yes.
Disgusting.
Everything. And some mushrooms with oregano. Come on, my house.
You're despicably all disgusting.
Right. All right. I think Perry was a little unfair. And if I may say this, one strike for Perry for being rude the entire time.
May I say something?
All right.
May
I say Tom, something? If Tom is there, the tablet went off again.
Hold on.
Turned it back on. The screen went off. It's now I turned it back on, yeah.
May I say something, please? May I say something?
Go ahead, Mr. Adams. By the way,
actually,
Perry has a strike for the way he was rude to you.
May I say something, please?
Hold on.
All right.
Hold on. Come here.
Does it say recording on it?
No, it doesn't say recording.
You have to read it.
Okay, please.
What should he be looking for, Tom?
It says, please delete some files.
Don't push that.
There we go. Let's see, please delete some files.
Don't do that. Don't do anything.
No.
Jesus fucking.
Relax.
Just keep the audio going.
You know how to do a swear like a child.
Just keep the audio going.
What? What did you say, Perry?
He says, all you know how to do is scream and swear like a child. Jesus fucking Christ. Jesus fucking Christ.
Yeah, because you're about as brain dead as anyone can be. That's why I said that.
I'm as brain dead, huh?
Uh-huh. You are. We're recording something, and you fucking...
And I'm trying to record something as well. Okay?
Yeah, well, my card's there. My card will...
Because you got a huge card.
Just keep going with the audio. Don't worry about the video.
Would anyone like to hear the song again?
Where are you?
I'm at my place.
I'm at Quincy's. I'm home, sweet home.
Back on. Okay.
I think that right now, this is Perry's first strike. Strike one to Perry. You were rude to Mr.
May I say something? May I ask something? May I ask one question, please? May I ask one question?
Go ahead, Mr. Adams. Go ahead.
Thoughts on the song?
What?
What do you think? Who wants to come on my house?
I do.
Who wants to come
on
my house?
I will come. If that's cool. There's no coronavirus there.
It's going to be a heck of a
Is there any coronavirus?
No.
You definitely are sure there's no coronavirus.
No. Yes, no, and don't worry, I have five ventilators.
Don, are you crazy?
He invited us. He's got a party going. He's my friend. I'm not going to let him down.
Well, you want to get sick.
I have a question. Let me ask you something. You think you know? I know a little something about this virus, Penny. Do you know how they could tell that Dracula had the coronavirus? Because he kept coughing. He kept coughing. Coughing.
So stupid.
That's not stupid. That's a good joke, especially during these times. We're looking for comedy, Scare Master.
All right, he had all the jokes. All his jokes suck.
Do you have any jokes at all?
I'm not interested.
Can you tell it? Well, okay, we're trying to do a show. Can you do one joke for
me? Yeah, you didn't let me do my stand-up, so forget about it.
All right, let's hear your stand-up.
I don't have
stand-up
anymore. I've been out of the limelight for years. I used to have it, but I have it on cards, and I don't have my cards in front of me.
You should do some stuff about the coronavirus.
There's nothing funny to do about the coronavirus unless you think what's funny is all the people that are dying.
Hey, how about this? What's the best part about the coronavirus?
Getting a free Corona with the lime.
Oh! What is it?
No more Italians.
No more Italians. Yeah, he's a Polack.
You're not Italian, Mole.
Mr. Adams, you got to stay back. You got to stay 6 feet back. But what about my ball? I want to get in my ball. All right, fine. Get in your bag. Anyway, okay.
Are you two having gay sex again? Gay strike two on me.
All right, that's strike two on Perry.
Yes, sir.
That's
you know what?
Two.
I really don't get strikes because I'm the
not
one that created
nice.
Them.
Not nice.
I'm the umpire here, bitch.
Rubber dub dub. I'd love the big three in a tub.
It's not funny. It's not
is
funny.
He's splashing everywhere.
Is he naked splash. Again? Is he naked now? And is he in the tub?
But
that's probably what moles. Mole.
He's in the tub.
Is he naked?
I don't know what he's wearing, man. He's wearing some kind of kimono. What are you guys doing? All right, so listen. I got to get out of here because Quincy starts getting weird in the tub. I'm not weird. Hey, Nicholas Brothers, get in here.
These faggots are in there.
I don't want to be in here.
You know what? The show's over. Okay, the show's
Nicholas
over.
Brothers are getting...
I don't want to hear these two homos.
I agree.
The way they fucking tried to...
Yeah.
Tried to what? Get up against me and start being all gay with me at the fucking college party.
Who are
they? Fucking faggots.
The Nicholas Brothers. Here they are. Look, they got their N95 masks on and not much else.
How big is this bathroom?
Hold on.
Go ahead.
Perry, let me say what I'm saying, please. Before we go... I think we should do one bit, and it's time once again for the favorite thing that we do on the show. It's time again for a little thing called Mole Play.
Mole Play.
Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play!
Okay, so... I'm guessing, Scare Master, that now that you can't go out and canvass with your brothers in the religion, you can't go door to door. You're gonna have to call people and talk to them on the phone.
Yeah, since we don't go door to door,
you can't go.
Yeah, correct. Yeah, we can call. We can call. But I don't have phone numbers to call. Some of the people that I've been that I have returned visits on. So, my Bible study conductor has their phone numbers.
But so you have to be able to talk to people on the phone and convince them to talk to you, join your religion. even though everyone's really questioning the existence of a higher deity right now. So, I'm going to take us all to a place where Scaremaster's on the phone calling up a world-famous celebrity to try to get him to become a demo. It's Mr. Bob Hope. Roleplay.
What?
Hold on. Ring, ring.
Okay, I don't think Perry understands Mope. No.
You're calling Bob Hope.
It's not Javaho, it's Jehovah's Witnesses. You say Javaho again, the show's over. That's strike two. That's right now, strike two.
No, what? That would be strike
You say Javaho again, the show's
two.
Over.
Mope. Ring.
Okay, would you like to hear the good news?
Hey, hello, who is
You like
it?
To hear about the good news?
Hey, it's Bob Hope. Yeah, what, I wouldn't Lola mind hearing that. Hey, Joey Heatherton alive.
Bob Hope says, what, did Lola Falon move in the neighborhood?
I said yeah, Joey Heatherton.
Can I read a scripture
still,
to you?
I guess it... Yeah, go out. This should be funny.
Hold on, let's...
Wait a minute, hold on. Time out for mole play. What's going on, Mr. Adams?
Getting wild in back there.
Let me read it. Let me read the scripture.
Back to mole play.
No, wait, hold on.
Because this is...
He's stripping. And so Scaremaster starts stripping for Bob Hope.
Forget about it. If that's the case, then the show's over.
You're the one who said, let me use
what?
The scripture.
I never said that.
You did.
You said, would you like me to scripture?
I said, I'll read a scripture.
You said, would you like me to scripture?
Yeah, I said, I'll read a scripture. But now that you're stripping like a homo.
I heard you say, hey, Bob Hope.
2 Timothy chapter 3.
All right, read.
Verses 1 through 5.
We're in the mole play.
Timothy.
But now this is in the last days. Critical times, hard to deal with, will be here. For men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, haughty, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, disloyal, having no natural affection. What?
Hey, listen, this isn't funny at all. Mole play is supposed to be a funny thing. I call the
I thought it was funny when you said he was a lover of himself.
I didn't say I'm the lover of myself.
Everyone's not
all right, but you have to.
And that's
look.
Mole play,
let's play mole play. Mole play, let's play mole play. Mole play.
You don't want to hear the scripture because you know
the
truth.
No, you said men will.
All right, that
you know
was
I'm telling
terrible.
The truth.
Go ahead, strip for Bob Hope. Do your strip for Bob Hope.
No, he's not.
I don't strip for men. I'm not gay. Never was, never will be, and never. That's the end of the show. Women are my dream. Women are my factor. Women are all I live for.
I'm done. It's done. And I thought that my Bob Hope was really good. I think
your Bob Hope might be good, but I'll say that you don't like to listen to the Bible. You're not interested in what. Well, I was reading you a scripture from the Bible.
I like listening
about
to
hard
like
times. We
that.
Are living in hard times.
Yeah, okay.
With
but
coronavirus,
you know
are hard times.
Oh yeah, here we go. And go to get to the part where you love yourself.
Yeah,
look,
okay,
we are close to the end of this wicked system of things, and you guys are not abiding by the rules. You don't want to listen to Bible truth.
What do you mean?
You're not interested in listening to what Jehovah has to teach. You say Javaho like it's a freaking joke.
Do you think that this is the end of the world?
I need some more hot water. Hold on, let me put this.
This is an important message I'm trying to give out.
Cut that
read out. Jehovah's Witnesses.
This
show's over. Show's
Jehovah.
Over. You just ended the show.
Not for normal.
You just
people.
Ended the
that's
show.
Good,
okay,
that's
Jehovah.
A good Mokola. That's a good Mokola.
Do you, all right. Do you want to?
This is important. Well,
your,
yeah. My show.
Wanna,
my social media is on Patreon as well as Cameo. Those are my
ones. Should I do 60 seconds with Perry for this move? What do you think? Should we do 60 seconds?
No. They don't want to give me any more time. Show's over.
Is that last time?
I need to promote my Patreon. I need to promote my Cameo.
Nice,
I need to promote my skateboards.
Nice, you don't give a shit.
You don't get to. Oh, now you need something from a... No, because you fuck with us the entire time.
Load out your ass.
I said strike three on you.
Load out your ass.
Mole, what is your social media? Mole, what's your social media?
You know, people know they can find me on Facebook, but I just want to say to all our fans and their families and our friends, we want you all to be safe and not to be scared, to make sure you really follow the proper guidelines of keeping your hands washed, because 90-something% of the cases are directly from the hands to the face. So please, 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 you can't wash your hands too much. But also, once your hands are clean, remember to moisturize them, because that alcohol, kind of Purell, can really do damage to your hands. And that may lead you to not want to wash them as much. So please keep them moisturized when they're clean. Stay safe. Stay inside. Try to stay sane. Hopefully this Big Three podcast brought you a little bit of distraction through all of this. We love you guys. And we're going to be there for you on the other side.
My site? Okay. Now.
That was beautiful.
Of the coronavirus.
Hold on. Perry, hold on. First of all, Mole, that was absolutely beautiful.
Thanks, Dan.
Very nice. Okay, back to me.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Before we go back to you, I would like to say this. Mary Jane did some wonderful, wonderful things here. And
she's
I just wanted to thank Mary
this
Jane.
This wouldn't have happened without Mary Jane, folks.
Thank you. Yes.
Thank you, Mary Jane. No matter what Scare Master says, you
can I make a statement, please?
Wait a minute.
Yeah, Mary Jane, thank
you.
It's very, very nice.
Are you
going to
thank Mary Jane?
Very nice. I haven't seen it because I'm not there. Back to my sites, patreon.com/scaryperry.
Oh,
you can also find me on Cameo
nice.
Very
that's
soon.
Nice.
If you want to sign Big Three Skateboard Deck by Scary Perry Skateboards, contact Tom Brennan for information. I'm on Instagram and on Twitter. I'm now at Scary Perry WCH. Okay? My handle name is changed.
What does that stand for?
It's Scary Perry WCH on Instagram as well as Twitter. Thank you.
Can I say something?
What's a WCH mean?
When you say the
as soon as he tells me what the WCH is. What's a WCH?
Yeah.
Is it?
Scare Master,
thank
that
you.
Was pretty beautiful,
thank you.
Dude. Nice. Just
see, I have the opposite thing. I thought that was
very
self-centered.
I'm only advertising me.
Yours was beautiful, man.
I'm not advertising the show.
Exactly. Hey, hold on. Right. Hey, hold on a second, Mr. Adams. Mr. Adams, you want to say something? Yes, may I please say one more thing? Yeah, go ahead. Say what you want to say.
Mr. Adams, go ahead.
Come on to my house.
Yeah, no, Mr. Oz. Oh, God. Strike three, you're out.
Come on to my house. Come on to my house.
You're out, faggot. Goodbye.
I'll never give you a spaghetti dinner. Hey, all right, Mr. Oz. Come on in my house.
Play the promo and shut this faggot up.
I'm going to give you a bowl of Philly chili. Come on in my house. I'm going to give you a Dutch oven. Come on in my house. Goodbye, faggots.
Well, I hope this promo is something worthwhile. Here's the promo. Promote the Chinaman virus.
Shut the fuck up, Perry.
Mr. Adams, you can get out of the bathtub now.
But for now, everybody together, put your hands like towards the screen so they can see your palm. And everybody say,
Big three.
Goodbye.
Wash your hands, everybody.
Goodbye.
Shut up, Perry.
Well, there was a lot of sound problems, but you know what? All in all, that wasn't a bad show, right?
Very good. I think it was fantastic. During the coronavirus, have you received any t-shirts?
Yes, I have. As a matter of fact, I received it. Not many, but I did receive one from Cynthia and Chad. They are students at North Long Beach. And so they gave me some Long Beach Eagles shirts. They gave me two, one in blue, one in gray, which was very nice. So I still am accepting shirts.
That means they get a double whammy on the shirt thing. You'll wear two different Eagles shirts, one gray and one blue.
Right, at one point.
But you're still taking shirts, Don.
Yes, I would love if people could still send me shirts because I still am wearing a different shirt every day.
So, if they want to send them to you, send 2XL to Don Barris, 7190 Sunset Boulevard, number 153, Los Angeles, California, 90046.
Now, the other shirts and the hats and the pin that I've been talking about on previous shows, I don't know when we're going to do that. We're going to hold off for a minute because this coronavirus has just ruined everything. So we will get to that at another time.
Yeah, it's a little scary figuring out how long people are trapped in their houses, how many jobs are essential, how much unemployment.
Right.
We're at 60%, I think I heard on the news.
Is that really?
60%. Well, that doesn't mean they've filed for unemployment, which I think that doesn't mean they're 100% out of a job because it kind of went gray area. I'm no political expert, but I think that...
Wait a minute. You're a political expert.
Oh, no, by choice, absolutely not.
If you wanted to get in touch with us by our social media, Mary Jane, how would they get in touch with you?
Well, normally I'd say come to the Comedy Store every Monday, but we can't say that. But we have figured out the YouTube live stream every Monday at 10:30 p.m. on YouTube channel The Ding Dong Show, via quarantine version.
That'll be this Monday too, right? We're going to do it this Monday?
Yes, this Monday will be the second consecutive safe at home social distancing live stream Ding Dong Show. Also on Facebook, please join us on the Big Three Podcast Fan Club, the Ding Dong Show Fan Club, Simply Don the Podcast Fan Club, and on Reddit, capital SDTPN.
Yeah, that's if you want to make some comments in Reddit. We'd like to have people active on that. Now, but Mary Jane, you always talk about everything but yourself. What if people wanted to get in touch with you?
On Instagram, A with a circle, THESMOKINGMARYJANE. And for Twitter, after the A with a circle, please remove the THE. What about you, Don?
Well, if you want to get in touch with me on Twitter, I'm at SimplyDon1. That's the number one. On my Periscope and also on my Instagram, I'm also at SimplyDon1. If you want to get in touch with me on Facebook, which I keep pretty active on, I'm at Don Barris. Oh, that's where the clock is. Somebody put a new clock, but it's not working. Are there batteries in that clock?
I don't know, but you're stealing the line from Robert William Aparaya.
Who stole it from Johnny Carson?
I don't know who that
is. Well, I told you who it was. Goodbye!